From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Jerry Shario reading Boundary Waters by William Kent Kruger. Now, let's begin with Boundary Waters. Chapter 1. He was a tough old bird, the Redskin. Milwaukee allowed himself the dangerous luxury of admiring the old man fully. He was smart, too, but way too trusting. And that, Milwaukee knew, was his undoing. Milwaukee turned away from the Indian and addressed the two men sitting by the campfire.
I can go on, but the Indian's not going to talk. I can almost guarantee it.
I thought you guaranteed results, the nervous one said.
I'll get what you want, only it won't be coming from him.
Go on,
the nervous man said. He squeezed his hands together and jerked his head toward the Indian.
Do it!
Your ball game.
Milwaukee stepped to the campfire and pulled a long beechwood stick from the coals. The end of the stick glowed red, and two licks of flame leaped out on either side like the horns of a devil held in Milwaukee's hand. The old Indian hung spread-eagled between two small birch trees, secured to the slender trunks by nylon cords bound about his wrists and ankles. He was naked, although the night was cool and damp enough to make his blood steam as it flowed down his skin, over the washboard of his ribs. Behind him, darkness closed like a black curtain over the rest of the deep woods. The campfire lit the old man as if he were a single actor in a command performance.
Or, Milwaukee thought as he approached with the burning stick, a puppet who'd broken his strings.
Milwaukee grasped the long gray hair and lifted the old man's head. The eyes flickered.